Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, it's the part of the show we've all been waiting for. We're finally going to talk about gymnastics. For 1 week every 4 years, we are just taken by watching teenagers catapult themselves through the air, breathe through their tears, and the best part for me, end those routines with their arms overhead in that perfect, defiant V. Last night, American Gabby Douglas won the gold all around, the first Black athlete in history to do so. That was after she was part of the team that won the gold on the team competition.
Team USA will start on the vault, and Jordan Weaver will be the first to go.
A great, great start.
And Michaela Maroney.
Oh, my gosh! Unbelievable! 16.5 judges give it up!
Team USA has almost given everything they had off the vault back here on the uneven bars. They really need Gabby Douglas.
Look at her fly.
She flies on bars just like Michaela Maroney flies on vault.
Get the gold medal, Freddie.
I cannot get enough of this. Megan O'Rourke, are you with me on this?
Watch this. I could have this week be every week all year round.
Yes, I'm glad. Megan O'Rourke is the author of The Long Goodbye, a memoir. She wrote in Slate this week about the pure joy of watching the Fab Five, which she calls America's greatest gymnastics team. We also want to take your calls. What do you love about gymnastics? What does it mean, Gabby Douglas being the first African-American to win the all-around gold? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-WNYC. And we're not just talking 2012. We're going back, people, because these gymnasts, we have history with them. Tell us your favorite moments in Olympics gymnastic history, and we'll just talk about it for the last couple of minutes of the show. 212-433-WNYC. Now, Megan, tell me about this year in particular. You said the greatest American gymnastics team ever. What did it for you?
I think what's really remarkable about this team is just their consistency and their solidity. And this is one of the things that Tim Daggett and the commentators have been talking a lot about. But just compare them to the Russians this year, and you'll see there's a lot of beautiful gymnastics being done by the Russians, but the Americans just have this level of consistency that is really remarkable. It's hard. It's hard to land those moves day after day after day on the beam or make those catches after the release moves on the bars. And the other thing I love about this team is that sometimes the Americans are powerhouses, but they're not the most graceful of gymnasts. The Russians have that classical ballet training. They look incredibly intricate, almost like water. And the Americans can be kind of, you know, fireplugs. But that's not true of this team. I mean, look at Gabby Douglas. What joie de vivre, what, like, amazing gracefulness and rhythm and the beam routine we saw last night. You know, and also Jordan Weaver and Ali Raisman have that quality. Certainly Kyla Ross, who competed in the team competition, a gymnast I really like. And so that's, for me, just it's a really wonderful combination of skills.
And I want you to get deep with me here for a second. I know you're a former gymnast.
Yeah.
You wrote also in the LA Review of Books, you were talking about gymnastics writing with your brother. And at one point you wrote about the tension between masochism and spiritual triumph is absolutely central to this sport, to gymnastics.
Yeah.
What is it about gymnastics that kind of captures our attention, I would argue, in a slightly different way than the other Olympic sports?
I think it really has to do with that tension between masochism, drive, ambition. I mean, masochism is a strong word, but you are pushing through extraordinary pain. I mean, we saw that in both the men's and women's, not so much the women, but with the men.
The men, heartbreaking.
You know, incredibly heartbreaking stuff going on. You're pushing through kind of physical pain. You're pushing through the mental pain of pushing your body to these incredible limits. You know, gymnastics was sort of a set of military exercises at first, like designed to improve military skills. So you're really pushing your body to its extremes and in a variety of ways. I think that's one of the keys. So it's not just strength. It's not just agility. It's not just grace. It's all of these things. It's balance. The other thing that's really singular about gymnastics is that it is both a team sport and an individual sport. And I think we can really relate to the individual as part of the team, and then the individual trying to perfect him or herself, right? This is a big American thing that we love, is the idea of improvement, self-improvement, and drive. And gymnastics really embodies that. You know, it's kind of the American dream at work. Like, you start with nothing, and you work really hard, and you end up doing these, like, extraordinary flips and twists and turns. And so that's part of it, too. And then there's just the sheer joy of watching the human body do these incredible things, you know? Incredible what they're able to do now compared to 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
And I also want to ask about Gavi Douglas. So powerful, so small, not the favorite coming in. But I was interested to see, you called this. You saw her coming.
Yeah, this is my little self-satisfied moment. I saw her compete in the AT&T American Cup back in the spring, early in the spring, and she was just the alternate then because she had been so inconsistent that they didn't have her officially competing. And she just was amazing, and she really was consistent, and she had that incredible height on the bars, that grace on the beam, that, you know, power on the vault that we saw, and I just thought, she's the star, not Jordan Weber, even though I quite like Jordan Weber, too, and she's not to underestimate her, but she's a wonderful gymnast, and it was terrible that she didn't get to compete in the all-around, but Gabby just seized my attention back then, and I am not surprised to see her now standing and taking the gold. So I was really happy to see that, because I just think she's just, you know, that infectious smile at the end. This is the best side of gymnastics, right? Yeah. Rather than the tense anxiety that we sometimes see.
We're taking your calls, talking about what it's been like to watch gymnastics together this week. 212-433-WNYC. Curtis in the Bronx, you're a Gabby Douglas fan?
Yeah, I definitely am a fan of hers. And I just want to also just make sure that people recognize that she is not only the first African-American woman to win the all-around in the Olympics. She is the first woman of African descent, the first black woman to do this, because black women compete in gymnastics for countries all over the world. They're on the British team, French team, Dutch teams, Cuban teams, as well as other countries. So it's important to know that, you know, she's not only, let's say, inspiring women in the U.S., black, white, and as well as others, but she really is an inspiration for women all over the world who compete in gymnastics and other sports. But also, I also want to make sure that people also realize that, you know, it seems that as I'm looking at the Olympic coverage, everyone's speaking of Dominique Dawes as an inspiration, which she definitely is. I've seen her compete, and she definitely is an inspiration. But people don't seem to realize that there was a black woman who was the USA national champion in 1983, and that was Diane Durham.
I
want to make sure that people either Google her or look her up on YouTube. There are videos of her. As well, there's one other important fact that people just seem to not know or have forgotten, is that Lucy Collins, who I believe she also identifies as African-American, earned a spot on the 1980 Olympic team. However, she wasn't able to compete because the 1980 games in Moscow were boycotted by the U.S. But, I mean, these are other women who have, throughout history, as far as gymnastics is concerned, have maybe inspired other African-American women, as well as men, as well as other people of other races. So just know that, you know, there is a much longer history. And it began even before Dominique Dawes, who, as I admit, is one of the greats as well.
Thanks for calling, Curtis. Heidi in Brooklyn, you're a Dominique Dawes fan as well?
Yes, I was just going to remark that I remember, I'm in my 30s now, but I remember when I was a young teenager watching the gymnastics at the Olympics and being so emotional myself about watching these girls, and I remember when I looked up to them so much, and I find it fascinating year after year to see these women at the height of their athletic ability, and there's something tragic also about the fact that they aren't going to come back and compete later. I mean, really, they hit their peak when they're 18 or in their early 20s, and that's it for them, and that there's something kind of tragic and sublime about that, I think.
Thanks for calling, Heidi. Neil in Brooklyn, what do you think it is about gymnastics that just captures our hearts?
thanks for taking my call. I think it's because, and this is not meant as a slight towards any of the other athletic sports that we see in the Olympics, which are all great examples of the rigors of practice, of discipline, of preparedness, and across the board. But compared to some of these other sports, like, for example, I can swim, you know, not quickly. I can play basketball poorly. I can shoot a bow and arrow, not accurately. But I can't do a thing on a vault. I can't run across the floor and do anything aside from possibly run to the other end and maybe make that V. So I think that sort of superhuman aspect of it is that much more heightened. And, yeah, like the last caller was saying, they are so young and at some kind of peak, maybe not the peak of their lives, but the peak of their game right here, right now. And so I think all that combines together to be sort of the most awe-inspiring in some ways of any of these sports that we see.
Thanks for calling, Neil. You know, I was really struck this week when I was talking about the current gymnastics competition, Megan. All of a sudden, people were telling me, oh, you know, that Nadia movie, I had that VHS, and I just watched it over and over again when I was growing up. I had another friend tell me before a job interview recently, she got out the Magnificent Seven highlights and was watching them from 1996 to pump her up for her job interview. Do I just have crazy gymnastics superfan friends, or is this something that comes up for you as well?
My friends are the same, but it may be because we are crazy gymnastics superfans. We also do it with horse racing sometimes. But I think it is, again, just like there's something so moving and powerful about watching this kind of human effort, so disciplined, so focused. And as you know, your other caller was saying, you know, kind of superhuman in a way. And it does pump you up. It is inspiring. I mean, I was a gymnast, so I have some ability to do some of these things, but not a lot of them. But even for me, that, you know, it just, it still seems amazing that we can do these things. I think the youth factor is really true, too, that, you know, it's such a brief moment, and there's a kind of darkness in that that's also sort of beautiful. A gymnast I recommend people go look up is Kim Zmezkal from 1992. She didn't end up, she had a fall in her compulsory routine, so she didn't end up medaling or doing that well, but she did beautifully the night of the all-around competition, and she's really a beautiful gymnast. You can find her on YouTube.
Well, we can't do a gymnastics segment without giving a shout-out to Mary Lou Retton. As a West Virginian, she just, she's my gymnast now and forever, Mary Lou. Megan O'Rourke, thank you so much for joining us. She wrote about gymnastics in Slate. She's also the author of The Long Goodbye, a memoir. You've been listening to The Brian Lehrer Show. Brian is on vacation all next week. Brooke Gladstone will be with you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Anna Sale.